there are varying degrees of symptomatology within a patient with schizophrenia. For the most part, though, based in part on the diagnostic criteria, most patients who are diagnosed with schizophrenia do have positive symptoms at some time during their illness, and many, many patients have negative symptoms. These two symptom profiles don't completely travel independently also, as patients with a lot of positive symptoms may also have some degree of residual negative symptoms because they are suffering from these positive symptoms. So it's rare that you see a patient has purely positive symptoms versus a patient who has purely negative symptoms. There's usually a mix in the majority of patients.